This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Agent Planet.
This game is getting tricky. I've made six villages, but there aren't enough room for the crops of bloaty oats to feed them all. I think I need a town planner.
And what kind of town planner do you want? Ooh, cool game.
Hi there, Agent Planet. Aren't planners all the same?
Nope, you've got planners who concentrate on transport, like where roads will go, and then there are planners who are experts on buildings.
I could use one of them to help me work out where to put my bloaty oat processing plant.
And then you've got strategic planners who work out what a big area of the country should look like, and what the overall priorities are. These planners usually work for the government or local councils.
Like my overlord, Emperor of the Mountains. He's a dude I've invented to be in charge. He wants to be renowned for crops of bloaty oats and ensuring every village has a wizard.
Okay, well, in real life it's kinda less wizardy. Planning is about helping to physically shape the places where we live, work and play. A key strength of planners is that they can take a step back and consider the bigger picture.
So what do these strategic planners do if it's not wizardy?
Well, planners might be thinking about making sure there are enough ways to get between towns, whilst keeping the pollution down. Stuff like that.
Sounds complicated.
All planners make it simpler by keeping three aims in mind. Plans should be inclusive. That means that as much as possible, everyone's needs are taken into account. They also try to make the plans resilient and sustainable. Strong plans that will stand the test of time and balance everyone's needs as best as possible.
So what other kinds of planners are there?
Well, then there's the planners who make it all happen. They're in charge of deciding where to put things and what everything will look like in detail. They also make sure that the roads, houses, factories...
Or wizarding schools.
They make sure that they're built safely and with the strategic plan in mind. Often, these are the planners who have a special expertise in these areas.
Cool. So you could have a town planner who was a specialist in where to build a wizarding school.
Absolutely.
But what about the villagers? Don't they get a say? I nearly had a riot in one village because the overlord emperor of the mountains made them all live in a swamp so he could use their land for crops of bloaty oats.
Of course, planners must involve communities. Find out what they want or don't want.
They really didn't want to have to move into a swamp.
Well, who would? You see, that wouldn't happen with good planning. Remember, good plans are inclusive. And anyway, planners can't just do what they like. They're often working with the government and mustn't break any laws.
Well, I'll try to make a town planner character. If that doesn't work, I'll need another 5 trillion credits. Then I could buy the teleporter and move all my villagers to Mars.
I'd stick with the town planner. Bit simpler than moving to Mars. Good luck!
Thanks, Agent Planet.
Agent Planet, created with support from the Royal Town Planning Institute. Find out more at funkidslive.com/agent.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.